This is Ed Serwin from Amarillo, Texas with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending May 30th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $254.99, which was $5.26 lower. But it had been over $261 early in the week when retailers were reordering after the Memorial Day weekend. Thursday and Friday saw very significant drops in prices. There were 619 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout during this holiday-shortened week, which was about 11% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, was at $258.64, which was $1.06 lower. There were 5,771 total loads sold, which was 829 loads lower than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,220 loads, which was 166 loads lower than last week, and are about 56% of the total loads sold. Sales volume and prices began to really slow down late in the week since the retailers had already ordered to refill their shelves after the previous busy holiday weekend. Exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 730 loads, which was 233 loads lower. 194 of those loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 536 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales were only at 768 loads, and that was 356 loads lower than the previous week. Now taking a look at the primal cuts, the choice chuck and round primals were $2 lower to $2 higher again this week, and the choice loins and ribs were $1 to $5 lower, and the loin lost the most. The major driving factors in the cutout rally has been the tremendous rise in those choice loin and rib prices, which were supported by the demand for grilling steaks, but those prices are slipping now after the holiday. The cow cutout was almost steady for the week, and those 90% trimmings were 70 cents higher. Both of these items have been very stable in prices for most of the past year. Now taking a look at the finished cattle prices, the live prices were steady to $1 lower on a light test again this week, and those dress prices were mostly steady at $252 to $253, but again it was a light test. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 2 pounds heavier at 1,290 pounds, but that was 43 pounds higher than last year, which was 1,247 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for a week ending May 16 was 3 pounds lower at 867 pounds, and that was 27 pounds above the previous year, which was 840 pounds last year. And the 5-year average was only 830 pounds. And the choice select spread was $11.15 on Friday, which would be about $1.50 lower compared to the previous Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.